Fly, America's new super sport.
Welcome to High Line Recap for the fall 2022 season. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And I have a great recap for you all today. I have the score, stats, and co-host Rockin' Ray sent in the Pelota and Fantasy High Line payout results. He's currently enjoying his vacation. And we hope to have him back here soon, shortly. And today's H2H recap sponsors are Magic City High Line, the Magic City High Line Fronton, HighLineWorld.com, FantasyHighLine.com, WatchHighLine.com, BetRivers.com, BlackStarFundLLLP.com, and ExquisiteCoffee.shop. Today's podcast is being presented by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Head over to EPRN.us, like, love, and share, and follow this podcast as well as all of the other podcasts on EPRN.us. And with that, we'll be right back with the score, stats, Pelota, and Fantasy Highlight payout results. And I'll be right back. So stay tuned in right here. We'll be right back. Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and Fantasy Highlight check-in. As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's Highlight head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging on to their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy Highlight. They're logging on to FantasyHighlight.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHighlight.com. For heavy hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to BetRivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more Highlight traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. Watch HighLine.com. Live the high life and watch HighLine.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court Highline. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to watch HighLine.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHighLife.com.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highline H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Hi-Li H2H.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to blackstarfundllp.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online, or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
Welcome back to Hi-Li Recap number 3 for the fall 2022 season. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and we are going to get right into the scores and stats for Battle Court fall season 2022. And for the scores for Friday, October 7th, 2022, we had a match. We had 6 matches that were played on this past Friday evening at 7 p.m. We had the Rebote Renegades versus the Chula Chargers. 6 matches were played, and in the first match we had Eratz versus Hyro. Hyro takes the win 6-3 and 6-5 in the second and third sets. In the second match we have Ben versus Joseph. Ben takes the win for the Rebote Renegades 6-3 and 6-4 in straight sets. In the third match we have Gocchieri and Ron Ron, which starts the doubles matches. Gocchieri and Ron Ron of the Rebote Renegades versus Douglas and Benny of the Chula Chargers. Douglas and Benny take the win 6-0 and 6-5 in straight sets. In the fourth match, we have Correa of the Rebote Renegades and Spinner of the Chula Chargers. Spinner takes the win 6-2 and 6-3 in straight sets. In the fifth match, we have CRB and Ben versus Hyro and Rock. Hyro and Rock of the Chula Chargers take the win 6-4 and 6-1 in straight sets. In the sixth and final match of the day, we have Gocchieri and Aratz versus Douglas and Benny. Gocchieri and Aratz of the Rebote Renegades take the win 6-4 and 6-1 in straight sets. And that gave the Rebote Renegades a total of 2.5 points for the day, and the Chula Chargers pull off the win with a total of 5 points for Friday night, October 7th, 2022. And skipping over to Monday for the next set of matches, we have 6 matches that were played on Monday, October 10th, 2022, start time 5 p.m. We had the Cesta Cyclones versus the Wall Warriors. And in the first match, we have Manny versus Nicholas. Nicholas takes the win 6-3 and 6-2 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Ikeda of the Cesta Cyclones versus Bueno of the Wall Warriors. Ikeda takes the win in straight sets 6-5 and 6-3. In the third match, we have Carballo and Manu versus Inaki and Nicholas of the Wall Warriors. Carballo and Manu of the Cesta Cyclones take the win in the second and third set 6-3 and 6-5. In the fourth match, we have Williams versus Flores. Flores takes the win for the Warriors 6-4 and 6-4 in straight sets. And for the fifth match, we have the Cesta Cyclones, Jedin and Manu versus Bueno and Julin of the Warriors. Jedin and Manu pull off the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-2. And in this sixth and final match of the day, we have Ikeda and Manny versus Inaki and Kubala. Inaki and Kubala take the win, 6-2 and 6-5 in straight sets, to give the Wall Warriors 3.5 points for the day. But the Cesta Cyclones pull off the win with 4 points for the day. And for Tuesday, October 11, 2022, start time 5 p.m., we had the Wall Warriors versus the Rabote Renegades. The Wall Warriors start off the competition with Julin in a singles match versus Ron Ron of the Rabote Renegades. Ron Ron takes the win, 6-4 and 6-2 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Kubala of the Wall Warriors versus Ben of the Rabote Renegades. Kubala takes the win in split sets, 6-3 and 6-5. In the third match, we have Flores and Nicholas versus Correa and Aratz. Correa and Aratz take the win, 6-3 and 6-3 in straight sets. In the fourth match, we have Inaki versus Gauthieri. They switch back to singles now. Inaki versus Gauthieri of the Rabote Renegades. Inaki takes the win for the Wall Warriors, 6-4 and 6-4 in straight sets. Then we head right back into doubles action, where in the fifth match we have Bueno and Julin of the Wall Warriors versus CRB and Ben of the Rabote Renegades. Bueno and Julin take the win in straight sets, 6-0 and 6-4. In the sixth and final match of the day, we have Inaki and Nicholas versus Gauthieri and Aratz. Inaki and Nicholas take the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-4. And that gave the Wall Warriors 5 points for the day. And the Rabote Renegades wind up with 2.5 points for the day. And it's been a real exciting week. And we actually see that the leaderboard here has switched around. And the Wall Warriors are now on top here. And I'm just going to confirm how many points that the total points for the week, what it stands at now. And the Wall Warriors have 21 points as of this recap number 3. They are in the lead. They have overtaken the Cesta Cyclones for the lead. They have 21 points in the battle court standings right now. Currently, the Cesta Cyclones are in second place with 18.5 points. The Rabote Renegades are in third place with 16.5 points. And the Chula Chargers are in fourth place with 11.5 points. And that will do it for the scores for Battle Court. I'm going to go over and head on over to Fantasy High Live for the Fantasy High Live results. We can start off here. We have Stever57 and Imes Arages each had 15 points, so they will share the $100 prize for this week. And 15 points was the high score for this week for Fantasy High Live. So Stever57 and Imes Arages will split a $100 prize. And heading over to, oh, we have some more, a little bit more information on season. For this season, Imes Arages, he has 388 points and he's running away from the pack. Sarasota Kenny, he has 376 points. And those are the two leaders for Fantasy High Lie. And for Better's Delights here, for the Pelota Games results, there were only 2 days results on Magic City from Magic City. The Pelota results for the Monday matinee game on October 10, 2022, we have the second game singles. second game singles, the order, the number order is 421. 421, that's Juice, El Barba, and Flores. The quintet Quinella payout was $40. The exacta payout was $85. The trifecta, $605.80. And the early daily double, pick four out of four, landed a winner, $22.80. And in the fourth game, singles, the early pick three of three, the winning numbers were 4-3-3. And the payout was $742.40. And in the fifth game, doubles, we have winners. The winning numbers, 674, 674, that's 6, Inaki and Ben, 7, Bueno and Manu, 4, Flores and Aratz. The Quinella paid out $54.60. The exacta paid out $228.60. The trifecta paid out $512.40. And in the sixth game singles, we have winners. The winning numbers are 247, 247. That's Julian, Inaki, and Manu, 247. The Quinella paid out $11.20. The exacta paid out $80.40. And the trifecta, 247, paid out $509.80. And in the seventh game, the high five jackpot. The high five jackpot winning numbers 33623, and that paid out $119, and there was an actual carryover of $1,155. And in the eighth game, we have winners 137, Gautieri, Douglas, and Nicholas. The late pick three paid out $419.60, and the late pick three numbers are 231, 231. The Mighty Ocho, there was a carryover of $870, and the winning numbers are 5 of 8, 4, 4, 3, 3, 6, 2, 3, 1. And the payout amount, $21.40. And for the Tuesday Pelota, Magic City Pelota results for Tuesday, October 11, 2022. In the first game, we have El Barba, Jedden, and Tennessee winners, 618, El Barba, Jedden, Tennessee. The Quinella paid out $26.80, the exacta $82.60, and the trifecta 618 paid out $1,382.20. In the second game, singles, we have winners. The winning numbers 832, Tennessee Ben Flores, and the Quinella paid out $36.80, the exacta paid out $91.20. The trifecta 832 paid out $631.80. That was a big payout there. And the early daily double for all six paid out $17. The early daily double all eight paid out $8.40. And in the third game, we have winners Ron Spinner Bueno. Number combination 784, Ron Spinner Bueno. Quinella paid out $102.40. The exacta paid out $198. The trifecta paid out $607.40. And in the fourth game, singles, the early pick three, 871, was a payout of $321.60. And in the fifth game, doubles game, we have winners. Winning combination of numbers, 815, and that was for Jedden and Manu, 8. Anderluck and Ikeda, 1. Juice and Gautier, 5. The trifecta, 815, paid out $517.60. And the 50 cents trifecta box paid out $129.40. And in the sixth game, we have Douglas, Inaki, and Ron Ron, winners, 3-6-1. Winning combination 3-6-1 for the sixth game. And the trifecta paid out $473.80. In the seventh game, we have winners, winning combination number 823. And this is a doubles game. 823, Inaki and Ben. 2, El Barba and Spinner. 3, Flores and Aratz. And for the high five jackpot, 4 out of 5, that paid out $38.1,346 is carried over. And for the eighth game and final Pelota game of the week, it was a singles game. The late pick 3, 3-8-3 was the winning combination, and the payout $274.60. The Mighty Ocho, 3 of 8. The winning combination of 3 out of 8. And that paid out $11.60. And it looks like $882 will be carried over. And those are the payout results for the Magic City Pelota games for October 10th, 2022, and October 11th, 2022. And that's my recap for Battle Court, Fantasy High Line, and the Pelota games. And be sure to go ahead and go on over to fantasyhighline.com and set up your picks for Fantasy High Line before Battle Court matches start on Fridays before 7 p.m. So go on over and go ahead on over and go to fantasyhighline.com. And when you want to watch the Battle Court matches, go on ahead and go on over to watchhighline.com/live. Or just go to watchhighline.com and you can watch the latest Battle Court matches. And we also have the World Super Court finals for you to view as well from a couple weeks back. So go on ahead and go on over to the Highlight World, where it's everything Highlight, and from there you can get to Fantasy Highlight, watchhighline.com, or Bet Rivers. And there you have it, folks. I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highlight, America's new super sport.